So last week in the Gospel of John, we considered the story of Jesus giving Thomas what he needed to believe. And we talked about how this is a story of promise and hope. Now today's reading is from the Gospel of Luke, so we don't have Thomas singled out, but all the disciples are there standing, talking, and Jesus comes among them. So there are two things today that I want to ponder with you in this reading. And the first is in verse 36, when Jesus says to these disciples who are terrified, "Peace be with you." And the second thing is in verse 41, while in their joy, they were disbelieving and still wondering. So before digging into that, let's take a moment just to review a few events that have happened up until this point in the story. You remember that when the disciples were traveling with Jesus, he predicted his death and resurrection to them three times. A group of women went to the tomb, and they found it empty, and they were reminded about Jesus' prediction of being raised, and they were told that he was gone, that he had been raised. Two of the disciples had met Jesus on the road to Emmaus, where Jesus opened their mind to scriptures. And Jesus had also appeared to Simon Peter. Now, while they were talking about all this, the two people who met Jesus on the road to Emmaus, Simon Peter, the women, they're all talking about these things. And then Jesus appears right in front of them, right among them. He speaks to them to calm their fears, and he shows them his hands and feet and the marks left by the nails. And the very first thing that he says to his disciples is, "Peace be with you." Now, Jesus doesn't say, "I forgive you for denying and deserting me." He doesn't say, "I told you so. After all, I've predicted my death and resurrection many times, but you weren't listening." He doesn't say that. He doesn't tell them about his time in the grave and what that was about. He doesn't chart out the future of the church. He doesn't start giving them their mission assignments. And he doesn't promise them that now all their earthly needs will be met and life is going to just run smoothly. Jesus doesn't greet him with words of victory or comfort or promise for a lack of worry. He doesn't do any of this. Instead, he blesses them with his peace. Peace be with you. Now, if you noticed just ahead of this, Luke uses a whole bunch of adjectives in this one short sentence. The disciples are startled, they're terrified, they're frightened, disbelieving, wondering, and joyful. So many mixed emotions. While in their joy, they were disbelieving and still wondering. Even after all they had heard and seen, the disciples still disbelieve and have doubt. Like the disciples, we struggle with disbelief and to accept that God's promises are for us too. I don't know about you, but I can really identify with the disciples. It's challenging to see and experience all the things that are going on in the world, to experience the limitations of death and pain and scarcity. And we know with absolute certainty that all things in this world must end, and at the same time, to find hope in the new life that Christ promises, even when it's standing right there in front of us. It's just hard to take in, to think about this man, your teacher, your friend, being suffering and being beaten and murdered and buried and then rising from the dead. It's hard to take that in, to accept it, and to believe that Jesus died for us, for you and for me. It's not hard to have moments of skepticism that Jesus was resurrected on that first day. Easter morning. It's just challenging. It's challenging not to doubt God's promise of abundant life and unconditional love. And like the disciples, in the midst of all that disbelief and doubt, we can still experience joy. So disbelief and doubt do not have to be limiting factors, and they do not preclude joy. Joy does not come from knowledge or from certainty. We can experience it even in the midst of doubt and wonder and fear. Joy is a gift given by the Lord, and at times we encounter it when we think that we are incapable of feeling such an emotion. So If you are discouraged or doubting or grieving or fearful or worrying, you may still experience joy. And remember, joy is not a prize to be won or something that we can accomplish or gain or we earn a right to experience. It is a gift, and it comes amid all the other human emotions, any and all that we might experience. And joy, it often surprises us. It's neither created by our faith nor limited by our doubt, but it always comes as a gift. Joy is a precious gift from God, as are this world and this life, our lives. They are all beautiful, precious gifts from God. Now, the resurrected Jesus, he does not promise to take us out of this beautiful, difficult world, but he promises peace in the midst of it. Peace that focuses our attention and stills our hearts. Peace that enables us to endure and even flourish. Peace that empowers us to reach out in compassion and mercy and love and, yes, even joy. Peace that invites us to commit ourselves to sharing Jesus' grace and peace with others. In the midst of our uncertainty, disbelief, skepticism, Jesus still offers us peace. Peace be with you. No one ever said the Christian life was meant to be easy or comfortable or be some kind of an accomplishment or to be free from disbelief and doubt. Jesus's peace might not always be what we want, but it is definitely what we need. So this morning, I say to you, peace be with you.